by Charleston head coach Robin Harmony and her sophomore guard Taryn Barbeau. Good afternoon, ladies.
How you doing?
I'm good. Hope you are as well. Coach, I will start with you. And last season, 22-10, best ever mark, 13-5 in the CAA. How do you take that success and build on it this season?
Well, I think that you just use that, the your team knows that you were successful last year, and that's the standard that we're setting. But it's really about competing, staying healthy, making sure our kids work hard to get to that point, because it'll all come out. But if you're not working, you're not going to be able to win that many games. Last year's team was a little bit harder team to coach for me because we had older 4-year, 5-year seniors, and it's harder to push them. This year's team, the three transfer portal kids we had, the returners with Taryn, they come in ready to practice. And they know, like, let's get this done because we can either have a great 2 hours or a horrible 2 hours. And they come in and they work. They love basketball. And it doesn't really seem like I have to pull as many teeth. I don't have to be the dentist like I was in the past. The 20 practices that we had one where I was like, oh my God, we're horrible today. And they also know that, if the next day is a day off and we decide that we're going to go through the motions today, that we might just call it and just come in tomorrow and change our day off to another day. I guess that's, a way just to keep the carrot there for them. But, they're here to do a job. They're here to go to class, get great grades, come into the gym and work and perform. And it is a lot of pressure on them. But if you love basketball and you know what got you here, you have to do the job. I have a saying that they all get mad at me about: the water boy, bring me a bucket. You didn't want the job, you shouldn't have took it, and it's like, come on, we're here to work, and that's what we're going to do. So I think as long as coaches, we set that standard that they know they're here to get better, to improve, to get better than what last year's team was.
Just building on that a little bit, not only the wins, but you went to the postseason and got a victory. How, as you've built this program from, win and building the wins year after year, you pleased with the progression, and what do you think the next step is?
We are pleased with it, but we want to win a championship. And going to the postseason gives you national recognition. A team that we've only had 3 20-plus seasons, in the history of our program, we've only been to postseason play like twice. And to get that first win was one a relief to me, of course, because go in with a pressure like, hey, you got to win the big one. So we won that. We went to Illinois State, and those kids really competed. I think that if we would have played that game at home, it could have been a different story, but it gives us a chance to get out there, see what needs to be done. But you want to win a ship, you want to go to the NCAA tournament.
Taryn, first of all, congratulations, preseason player of the year. Talk about
Thank
maybe
you.
what that honor means to you.
It means a lot because I've been working hard for it, and I just really wanted it. That was one of my goals, coming into college, to get that. So it means a lot.
As a sophomore, it's even more impressive. Last season, you'd see a rookie of the year, I think the first ever at Charleston to get that. 15.6 rebounds a game. Were you surprised that you were able to make such an impact so early on in your career?
Yes, I was surprised, but as the season went on, I was just like, somewhat like wasn't really surprised. I just kept doing me and kept playing my basketball skills and stuff. So.
Coach, you do have Taryn back, but you lost three double-digit scorers from that team last year. You talked about how pleased you are with some of the new players coming in. What have you just talk about some of the players that are back that might have bigger roles, and then maybe some of the newcomers that'll have an impact.
Some of our returners, that's what I think kind of makes us 11 deep. We have four freshmen. Freshmen are also going to be freshmen, but they're still going to get some playing time. The two post players, they are really talented, but they got to get used to the college atmosphere, the college level of practice, because that's just something that's real new to them. We have Jamie Hill, who will be a sophomore, Marissa Brown, that didn't play a lot last year, but they are shooting the ball really well. Nylee Cortez is got minutes last year, but sparingly, where we would need her to play defense, and she'd come in and have great games, and then we wouldn't play her for two or three games. But her game is now getting more consistent, where she can, finish at the basket, hit that 15 footer, and talk about a defensive devil. That kid is really big time. So that spreads us out, where then those three kids aren't in the starting lineup yet. So that helps us as far as being able to sub the three players that we got from the transfer portal. Naya, Mickey, and Sophie, they are legit scorers. They have well-rounded games. When you talk about Naya was in the CAA, so she comes with us and has a year left. That she's already 5'11" strong, has that big time college body, can rebound, can handle, can shoot the three ball. And we had to like beg her for the first week or two of practice. No, you're gonna shoot when you're open. You're gonna shoot. And now, and she actually has the pure shot. Her and Sophie pretty much have like beautiful shots that, a shooting coach would really want. So that is a big step up for us. Mickey, she came from, obviously a fifth year kid is too. We thought we were going to put her at point guard, but when we saw her, she's just a bucket getter, and she hunts for her game. She doesn't pass it as well, that which is fine because she's going to score double double. She doesn't mind rebounding. And Sophie, she came from California, but she's a New York kid, so it's going to help her being in the CAA. And she has 2 years left. She can just shoot the ball. She's 6 foot. She'll rebound. She handles. She has probably the best IQ on the team. And with those three players, the other three that I mentioned, and just getting our starting lineup, we now have Taylor Barbeau running our point. So Taylor and Taryn, they know where each other's going to be at all the time. They're also our two guards that are up front on our press. And they're pretty big body kids, and they're strong. So they're 5'10"-ish and long arms, and they're strong. So they're going to create a lot of havoc for us on defense. And last year's team, we were small. Jenna Anna Carrico was like 5'4", and she's going to be mad at me when she hears this. So we had like two or three kids in our starting lineup that were small, 5'7" and lower. And now we have a really big team. So it's going to make a difference for us as far as subbing, not missing a beat, and having a letdown. But just as long as our kids keep working hard and get better and stay healthy, and Taryn's a big part of that, because Taryn, she's going to have the pressure on her of going against the best defensive player on any team that we play. They're always going to put it on that. But when we have our scout guys, we have 12 practice guys that come every single day. And they pretty much scrimmage against us. We put the best defender on Taryn because that's what she's going to get when we get to the conference. It's going to be the best defender. Taryn needs to shoot the ball more, so when you get her next, you can tell her that. She needs to hunt for her shot more, but she's just unselfish, and she needs to get that 16 points she averaged last year was not enough. She has the talent and the ability to get 25 points a game easy. She just does. And we just need her to be a little bit more selfish. We're not going to play her as long this year. Last year, we barely took her off the court. This year, we can give her some breaks so she can come back and be fresh, and that should make her get up to that 25 points that I want.
Before I let you guys go, I'll finish up with you, Taryn. Now that you've got all this pressure to score 25 a game now, what is it like going to be, playing in the same backcourt with your sister? How comfortable is that for you? And how much fun or how much are you looking forward to the season?
Oh yeah, it's I like playing with my sister, and she really knows where I'm gonna be at on the court, so she just finds a way to open, or she'll like find me in transition or something. But it's really nice playing with her.
All right. Coach Harmony, Taryn, thanks so much for taking time to do this with us this afternoon. Good luck as the season goes along. We look forward to watching you during the year.
Thanks,
Thank
Rob.
you.
Appreciate you.